friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you from Mobile, Alabama, site of the 2014 Senior Bowl. Saturday's game to be played at Ladd People Stadium. Nathan Zagura with us from Ohio, and we are breaking it down for you. The Browns coaching search, the draft, the talent that's being evaluated here, all kinds of topics on the table to address, and we've been doing it throughout the show. You've heard from Ray Farmer, the assistant general manager of the Cleveland Browns on the show. You've heard from Derek Carr, quarterback from Fresno State, who will be on the one of the quarterbacks on the South team here, playing in the North-South configuration of the Senior Bowl, that team being coached by the Jacksonville Jaguars coaching staff.
Going out of your way, if you missed it earlier, just tuning in, definitely go check that out on the Cleveland Browns app or at clevelandbrowns.com to get the replay of that interview with Derek Carr. Because I'm very impressive. Made an impression on me through my headset, which is not easy to do, and I think that a very impressive interview.
Yeah, his passion came through, his words, his thoughts, all good stuff. And we want to encourage you also, I'm mentioning Ray Farmer, to go to clevelandbrowns.com and check out the video piece under the heading Watching Senior Bowl Practice with Ray Farmer, and that would be Dustin Fox doing so with him. An outstanding video piece that really breaks down the intricacies of watching practice. We're going to have a series of those videos posted on our website from Ladd People Stadium. They were watching the North practice yesterday. That was Monday, and you'll get some good insights. You'll get a good feel. Ray, as he did with us, brings it strong. I mean, he gives you a lot good analysis. All right, 216-578-0850. Go ahead.
Let me just hop in real quick before we get to the first caller there.
Sure.
Also, be sure to check out throughout the day. Remember, the Browns now have six guys at the Pro Bowl in Hawaii. We'll bringing you exclusive video content from there, including Joe Hayden and his family tour, the highlights of Hawaii, and then an up-close and personal with the newest addition of the Pro Bowl roster, T.J. Ward. So be on the lookout for those appearing on clevelandbrowns.com as well later today.
Great call. Yeah, because we got our crew out there, Andy Hecht and Paul Taylor.
Tough assignment in Hawaii.
But you know what? This is how the Browns have you covered. We've got crews in Hawaii and in Mobile, Alabama, bringing you all that we can, keeping you connected with this football team. It is something to brag about, and I'm doing that right now.
Well,
Steve in Boulder, Colorado. Come on, man. Glad to have you with us.
Thanks. Hey, I've been calling today, and I wanted to jump in on the coaching thing. It's the biggest coaching thing that I think that everybody's really missing is Jack Del Rio.
As a possibility, maybe
as a
possibility. He's you mean missing that he's a guy that maybe so. He's been a head coach. I thought he did a terrific job, Steve, in his work as a coordinator, especially in the AFC Championship game against New England, really slamming the door on a running game that had been so effective against the Indianapolis Colts. I think scheme had something to do with it. I think the Broncos' overall talent versus the Colts' defensive talent had something to do with it too. But I think Jack is a solid guy. Here's the problem with that. You're saying, maybe the Browns are missing out on something. There were seven coach openings when this whole process began. And I don't know that anybody really got all that excited in pursuing Jack Del Rio. There was speculation early on, Nathan, that maybe somebody would offer him an opportunity, but that didn't happen.
It did not happen. Interesting. Jack Del Rio with the Jacksonville Jaguars, 68-71, 1-2 playoff record. Now did go 3-1 as interim head coach this season with the Broncos. Yeah, I wonder why he hasn't gotten more look. And Vic, maybe you can answer this one, because this is a name that I have gotten a lot of questions about. We hear all the time when these coaching searches come up and somebody wants to make that big splash, we hear the name Bill Cowher. We hear the name John Gruden. Why is Brian Billick not in this mix? And do you know from Brian himself, I know that you guys know each other pretty well, that he is just not interested? Why is Brian Billick not getting it? Why is nobody kicking the tires on Brian Billick, specifically the Browns?
Okay, I can say this much. Brian maybe isn't as interested in being a head coach now as he was a while ago. When I say a while ago, maybe within the last few years, where he was absolutely I'll flat out say it, campaigning to be a head coach and asking people like myself and others in the media to, you know, kind of help the cause. That's routinely done in this business. I received a ton of those requests from a lot of people who want to be assistant coaches in this league or scouts in this league who are down here. This is like a job fair also in Mobile for people searching and trying to make connections and contacts. And in many cases, if you're down here looking and you haven't gotten a call, that's it doesn't tend to speak well for you and your possibilities. But I don't want to diminish, you know, the hustle that a lot of younger and unfortunately some older coaches have in coming down here to see what connections they can make. And I've heard it described as kind of sad for people to see, but it's part of the reality of life. You're trying to get work. You're trying to get an opportunity. And I've kind of come to grips with that. A lot of these guys are my friends. I've seen them as players and known them as coaches, known them as scouts or general managers. And I'm telling you, it's double digit numbers through the years that I've been around this game that they're down here, sadly. But to your point about Billick, I think is not the profile of what the Browns are looking for in terms of the established guy, the older guy. You go from age range like an Adam Gase who's 35 years old. You hear the name of a Dan Quinn at 43. You heard the name earlier of Ben McAdoo, who ends up becoming offensive coordinator, and that's probably the right place for him. But he was 36 in this process. So younger age and overall younger roster, 22 to 27 is what they want to keep. And they want this youthful growth thing to kind of move along accordingly. So a guy like Brian Billick, who is, well, I think, fast approaching 60, if he isn't there yet, yep. I think he might be, and having been a head coach, kind of set in the ideas that he has, doesn't fall into the category of what this team wants. Jack Del Rio, a younger guy, but he's been a head coach, and again, doesn't fit that ideal profile. And that is, when I say ideal, I don't mean that I'm calling it ideal, but it's the ideal profile in the eyes of Joe Banner and the Cleveland Browns.
Are you surprised, though, that nobody, forget the Browns profile, that nobody's gone after Billick? I mean, he was head coach.
Which maybe speaks to the idea that the profile the Browns have out there isn't exactly an exclusive thing of the Browns, that I think other teams have been going about their business this way. And look at some of the recent hires in this league. Yeah, you had an Andy Reid last year. Yes, you have a Lovie Smith this year. You have a Jim Caldwell this year. These are not the spring chicken guys, and they've had their experience. So organizations are different. You're talking about 32 teams in the league. I think it's fair to say that more teams than not want to find that young up-and-comer guy versus the established guy. They want to grow with him, exactly.
Absolutely. Yes. All right, let's go to Kurt in Shelby now. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily. Driven. Hung up. All right.
Do we have anyone else on the line, Jason?
Notorious. It is being
all right,
reported.
We are going...
Let me just say this.
Yeah,
Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter reporting that the Bills will meet with the Browns will meet with Bills defensive coordinator Mike Pettine tonight, and they plan on talking with Dan Quinn in New York, New Jersey, which has to be by this Sunday. So both of those guys should have second interviews by the end of this week, and they're saying Pettine tonight.
Yeah, interesting. That means Pettine has gotten on a plane because he's been down here, so gotten on a plane to go back to, presumably.
Did you get an opportunity to speak with him while you were down there?
I did not talk directly to him, but I have a whole bunch of other people that I know from the Bills staff that I did get to speak to. I was seeking Mike and wanted to talk with him, but I've spoken with enough people who have been around him over the last few, since Sunday, I think, when we got here, and I got a reasonably good feel for where his head is at. He is very excited about the chance to become a head coach. He wants this Browns job badly. That much I can say. And so this isn't a case of, you know, the Browns pursuing a guy and a guy like reluctantly wanting to do the interview or just doing the interview for the sake of the interview. He wants the job. The Bills, and this is the feedback I'm getting even more heavily, Bills extremely nervous that they're going to lose Mike Pettine.
And
that
they like
don't,
him.
That they love him. They love what he's done for that defense. And the idea is, who do they replace him with? I mean, they're going to be, you know, not, again, the Browns, this is their problem. The Browns could care less about this problem, and Browns fans don't care about this problem. But just to give you a dynamic of what's going on here, they're sitting there saying, you know, we feel kind of held hostage a little bit. I mean, that's not the words that have been used to me, but the feel, the environment is held hostage a little bit while you're waiting for that to happen, while you're waiting for that decision to be made by the Browns. And frankly, you know, in their mind, the Browns hold a key kind of to their future, too, because then they're going to have to turn around and find a replacement if, in fact, the Browns do hire Mike Pettine. We'll see what comes of interview number two. All right, coming up is Gerard Cherry. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you from Mobile, Alabama, site of the Senior Bowl, and Nathan Zagura in Northeast Ohio. And this is ESPN 850 WKNR.